Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to turn a short Amen-style break snippet into a stretched, crunchy atmosphere that feels perfect for jungle intros, rolling DNB transitions, and dark DJ tools. Now, quick heads up, the goal here is not cleanliness. We actually want a bit of grime. We want that melted hardware vibe, that ghostly break residue, that sound of old drum energy stretched into a long, useful bed behind the main groove. So think of this less like programming drums, and more like designing atmosphere from drum DNA. First, choose your source material carefully. Grab a short Amen break or any Amen-inspired snippet with a good snare tail, some hatchener, and a little room tone if possible. The sweet spot is usually a very short section, like a quarter bar to one bar max. A tiny piece often gives you more texture than a full busy loop, because when you stretch it, the character gets smeared in a really musical way. If the source is too clean, don't worry, we're going to rough it up anyway. In fact, a little imperfection is a good thing here. A bit of aliasing, wobble, or warped grain can make the whole atmosphere feel alive. Now drag the sample onto a MIDI track, so Ableton loads it into Sampler. Start with classic mode or one-shot mode, depending on how you want to trigger it. If you're working with an audio clip directly, make sure warp is on. For smoothing things out, Complex Pro is a solid starting point. If you want a grainier, more smeared result, texture mode can sound amazing for this kind of atmosphere. Set your start point near the first transient, and keep the loop or end point just past the snare tail or hat wash. That way, you're keeping the useful texture, not just the dry hit. If you're using Sampler as an instrument, try giving it a longer amp envelope release, so the sample can bloom and smear instead of chopping off too quickly. At this stage, you want the break to stop behaving like a break and start acting like a pad made out of drums. Now let's stretch it into a proper atmosphere. If you're warping the audio clip, grab the clip view, turn warp on, and experiment with the warp mode. Complex Pro gives you smoother time stretching, while Texture gives you that more unstable, grainy, atmospheric character. Stretch the clip longer than the original and listen for that point where the rhythm becomes more of a shadow than a groove. If you're using texture mode, keep the grain size in the medium to large range for a smeared, spacious feel. Don't push it so hard that it turns into mush. We want texture, not total destruction. If you're doing this inside Sampler, loop the source and play longer MIDI notes so the sample becomes more of a continuous bed. This is a really nice way to keep Sampler character in the sound, because the instrument itself becomes part of the texture. Now let's dirty it up in a controlled way. A strong starter chain after Sampler would be saturator, then redux, then EQ8, then auto filter, then echo, and finally hybrid reverb. That chain gives you warmth, crunch, movement, depth, and space. Start with saturator. This is where the break starts getting attitude. A little drive can go a long way. Try somewhere around +3 to +8 dB to start, and turn on soft clip if needed. If the sample feels too polite, push it harder. For this style, saturation is often what turns background material into a real character layer. Next up, redux. This adds bit-crushed sampler texture, which is really useful here, because it gives you that worn, lo-fi residue without completely trashing the sound. Keep it subtle at first. You might try around 10 to 12 bits, with only a little downsampling and a dry-wet mix somewhere in the 10 to 35% range. If you overdo it, the sound can get harsh fast, so treat it like seasoning, not the whole meal. Then clean it up with EQ8. After distortion, there's usually some mud you don't need. High pass it somewhere, around 120 to 250 hg depending on the track. If the low mids get cloudy, cut a bit around 250 to 500 hg. If the crunch brings out nasty harshness, gently tame the 3 to 6 kHz range. And if you want a little more hiss and air, a slight lift above 8 kHz can help the texture breathe. Now give it movement with auto filter. A slow-moving low-pass or band-pass filter works really well here. You can automate the cutoff over time, or even add a tiny bit of LFO movement if you want the texture to drift subtly. The point is not to make it wobble like a synth effect. The point is to make it evolve so it feels alive behind the drums. After that, echo can spread the atmosphere out and make it feel more like a DJ tool. Ping pong can add width, and a moderate feedback setting can create that dissolving, trailing energy. Try tempo-synced values like eighths, quarters, or dotted rhythms depending on the groove. If your kick and snare need more room, turn on ducking so the delay steps back when the main drums hit. Then finish with hybrid reverb. This is where the sound opens up and takes on that dark, washed out space. A blend of algorithmic and convolution styles works well. Keep the decay fairly long, maybe 4 to 10 seconds, but don't let it get cloudy. Use a bit of pre-delay, and cut the low end in the reverb so it doesn't muddy the mix. A wet amount around 10 to 25% is a good start, but automate it if you want the atmosphere to rise and fall with the arrangement. At this point, you've got the texture, but we still need to make it perform like a proper musical tool. The best way to do that is with MIDI movement. Instead of just letting it play once and sit there, trigger it with longer notes, overlapping notes, or occasional offbeat hits. In a 174 BPM DNB context, even simple one-bar sustains can sound huge if the processing is doing the heavy lifting. Try creating a pattern where one note holds for a full bar, then another note slips in on the last eighth note of the bar. Maybe add a ghost trigger every four bars. That kind of minimal movement makes the atmosphere feel intentional without cluttering the groove. Now the secret weapon. Automation. If you want this to work as a DJ tool, it needs tension and release. Over 8 to 16 bars, automate things like saturator drive, auto filter cutoff, echo feedback, reverb wet amount, or even the sample start or loop position if you're using simpler. Small pitch changes can also work great for transitions. A simple arrangement might look like this. The first four bars are filtered and distant. Then the next four bars open up a bit. Then you increase saturation and echo for the middle section, and finally you cut the lows and leave mostly fizz, tail, and atmosphere near the end. That kind of progression makes the texture feel like it's moving toward a drop or pulling out of one. Now let's make sure it's DJ-friendly. That means no low-end clutter, enough headroom, and a loop that's repetitive enough to blend with other material. This kind of texture is meant to sit behind kicks, bass, and main drums, not fight them. Use utility if you need to reduce width or tame the stereo field, and keep an eye on the overall gain. A texture that sounds huge in solo can get ugly in a full mix, so always check it against drums and bass before you commit. If you want to take it further, turn the whole thing into an audio effect rack and map the most important controls to macros. A nice set would be drive, crunch, darkness, space, echo throw, width, motion, and cut. That gives you a real performance instrument you can play live or automate fast in the arrangement. Here's a great extra move. Print it early. Once you find a version that feels right, resample it to audio and bounce it. That gives you a more intentional, committed texture, and it's usually easier to edit, chop, and reuse. This is classic jungle workflow. Process, print, reprocess. Sometimes the first magic take is the one you want to keep, not improve. And if you want more depth, try layering. A great DJ atmosphere often works better when it's built from multiple pieces, a smeared break bed, a thin top texture, a filtered low-mid residue, maybe even a quiet vinyl noise layer or field recording underneath. That layered approach gives the sound more dimension than one loop alone. A few things to watch out for. Don't leave too much low end in there, or it'll clash with the sub. Don't stretch it so much that the transient identity disappears completely. Don't drown it in reverb. And don't forget to give it a role in the arrangement. This should be your intro bed, breakdown texture, transition layer, pre-drop tension, or post-drop tail. If it has a job, it sounds musical. If it doesn't, it just sounds like random noise. For a quick practice exercise, build an 8-bar atmosphere using a half-bar immense snippet. Process it with saturator, redux, EQ8, auto filter, echo and hybrid reverb. Keep the low end controlled, and automate at least three parameters over the 8 bars. By the end, it should sound gritty, dark, and ready to support a rolling bass line or breakbeat. If you want to push it even harder, make 2 versions, one darker and narrower, and one brighter and wider. Then switch between them in the arrangement for contrast. That's a very DJ-friendly way to keep energy moving without adding more drums. So that's the core idea. Take a short Amen-style break, stretch it into a textured atmosphere, crunch it up with sampler-style processing, shape the spectrum, and automate it so it becomes a proper DNB transition tool. Keep it gritty, keep it controlled, and let the atmosphere do the heavy lifting.